recovering from a flood is a long and arduous process. Often for towns and cities, there's no roadmap for how to do it, or for how to prepare for the next one. But after three devastating floods in a row, Barry City is working on a plan. And as Vermont Public's Abigail Giles reports, if it works, it could be a climate solution for other Vermont towns too.
So resolve.
Get my notes out here.
The old Labor Hall sits on Granite Street in Barry City. It's in one of the old historic working class neighborhoods, one of the areas that gets hit hardest by flooding. On this Tuesday night in October, people were there to weigh in on a new plan that the city hopes could help the hall and the neighborhood fare better in future floods. Judy Copping was there. She's lived in Barry's old Italian North End for more than 40 years.
I mean, I've lived here all my life, and I've seen the flood of 70-something, 73, but nothing like what happened this time.
During Vermont's historic 2023 flooding, this neighborhood was inundated with muddy water, and it's flooded twice since. The city wants to use what Judy and her neighbors know about where their neighborhood floods to figure out where to prioritize things like culvert upgrades and bridge removals.
They know where the brook came from. They know where the lowland is behind their house.
This neighborhood sits right up against the Stevens Branch. A lot of families have lived here for decades, and historically, it's been relatively affordable. But flooding, which is getting worse because of human-caused climate change, is making a lot of the houses unsafe. And as is the case for many parts of Vermont, there aren't many other affordable places to go. Prem Linsky is the construction manager for the grassroots flood recovery group, Barry Up.
I can't tell you how many homes I go into that are wildly unsafe to be living in. And there's no place to go. And it doesn't seem like there's really many people stepping up to do something about it.
Dozens of people have applied for buyouts here, but the city says it can only afford to approve about half of them. It's one of a host of roadblocks Barry City's faced when it comes to recovering from the recent floods and in preparing for the next one. Nicholas Storelli Castro is Barry City manager.
The buyout process is horrible. I'll just be pretty blunt about it. What I've found is that it really pits a homeowner against a municipality, especially in a place like Barry City.
A place that's just 4 square miles at the bottom of a big bowl, about a third of its floodplain, and that has a housing shortage. And if a property is approved to be demolished as part of a FEMA buyout, that land can never be redeveloped again or be a source of property tax revenue. And on top of that, buyouts don't make people whole. Michael Deering II is a Republican city council member who represents the North End. He says his constituents there are in a bind because staying put is expensive too.
At what point does your soul just say, man, I love Barry so much, but I can't keep doing this. I can't afford it in my pocket. I can't afford it in my heart. And at what point do you just give up? And there's no hope, there's no help, because it's all about money.
Michael supports the plan and says he hopes it will help people he represents stay in Barry and the North End safely. Written by 2 city councilors, the plan outlines 14 concrete priorities and goals, starting with using leftover federal pandemic dollars to pay for new modeling of how water flows through the city. So city officials could one day know, if it rains 8 inches, how high the water will rise in each neighborhood and when. The plan ranks bridges the city wants to raise or remove, like the one on Berlin Street. And it also looks for places where Barry could build new homes that are more resilient to flooding. Democratic City Councilor Teddy Wasizak helped write the plan. He says the city can't just sit around and wait for FEMA or the state to show it how to adapt to climate change.
The two things that towns, cities need in the immediate aftermath of a flood are contractors and bags of cash.
There may not be bags of cash yet, but the hope is that when funding does show up, the city can be competitive in applying for it. Still, he says,
and again, it's not just Barry. It's Plainfield needs that help. Southern Vermont needs that help. The Northeast Kingdom needs that help. It's a statewide issue, and it needs a statewide response.
Making a plan like Barry's is something Jessica Savage at Vermont Council on Rural Development says other Vermont towns can do, too. She helped Barry with their community outreach.
We're in it right now as a state, and I'm really curious about what it looks like to have a well-designed flood response and recovery and resilience system that works for Vermont.
She says towns can apply this November for grants to help them fund this kind of work. And the council is already working with Plainfield, Weston, Johnson, and Hardwick on similar projects. But until that statewide response comes through, Barrie City isn't sitting around to wait. The city council is expected to vote on whether to approve the flood resiliency plan at its November 12th meeting. And so far, councilors and the mayor say it has bipartisan support. For Vermont Public, I'm Abigail Giles.